Yeah, I don't think it was our best, but you know, 2 points is 2 points at the end of the day, and you know, we did what we had to do to pull it out. So.
And you got your second overtime goal in this many games.
Yeah.
Just playing really good hockey lately. How do you feel like, you know, do you take pride in, you know, playing good hockey in overtime, or what's
your mindset? I think you know, the 3-on-3 obviously helps, you know, a little more space out there, but mm-hmm. just trying to utilize my shot and trying to find open ice to find areas to score goals. So,
listen, it's a big time of the year for you guys in the playoff race with about I don't know how many games, but not many games left. Mm-hmm. You know, how big are getting these 2 points instead of one in these last couple games?
Yeah, we knew this was a must win for us, so mm-hmm. it feels really good to kind of complete that and get that job done. So, yeah, I think on to tomorrow, where it's another one that we got to have. So,
it's been a few months for you here now that you've been in Red Deer. What have you thought of being a part of this team so far?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Everybody, you know, they welcomed me with open arms, and mm-hmm. it's been really great. You know, we got a really good group of kids in there, so it's been awesome.
You guys are right back at it again tomorrow against Medicine Hat. You know, what do you guys have to do to pull out the win there?
Yeah, I think we just have to be more stable in our D zone. I think that's kind of where most of our problems are starting from. So mm-hmm. I think if we tighten that up, we'll have a good chance.